last 2 weeks. I'm trying to mevar the sugya of the challenge of the chinuch of the dor. Stiltzu to the shiflis of the dor, the place that the dor was holding, the ever changing surah and the needs of the dor, of the new dor, or to continue giving over the mesurah dor dor. So the emes is, I was about some holding, after last week I was holding and going weiter. There was a certain nekuda that I didn't feel like I gave it over well, and I think I had set the shmaya a little bit trying to make it out, so I want to take it one more week. Last week, we were speaking about it, the kivun, the oifen of how to handle it is that, like when discussing so much in the sugya balance, it has to be, you have to have a kaim shneim. There has to be mitzad echad, the mechanchim, Rabbeim, the parents, have to create for the Neschanchim, the children, the Talmidim, they have to create a matzav, an atmosphere where they feel that their loneliness of this door is being dealt with, is being addressed, is being acknowledged and validated. You're allowed to feel this, you're allowed to even be used to this, and we have to, in a certain way, address you and show that the Torah could go there also, but the Torah could talk to you. The Darkei Torah, the Darkei Avoid, the Darkei Adam. That's Mitzad Echad. Mitzad Sheni, there has to be in a positive oifen. There has to be a positive oifen that we have to be able to raise them up. In the certain Akuda we mentioned last week, and we said that what has to have to be exposed to the certain the Goyva of the Torah, the certain height that when you see, when you're exposed to Talmud Chacham, different Sfarim, different Talmud Chacham, Adam who has been Nene, or Adam who has been built by Torah. So when you see that Goyva, that Goyva could raise the Meschanchim. And we stressed very stark that it's the Toivas, the Meschanchim. It's not only the Toivas of Torah, it's not only to give her the Torah in the proper fashion. It's the Toivas of Meschanchim because they get caught in a never-ending cycle when they stay low. When they stay low in their comfort zone, kaviyochel. So when they never develop what we call the nekud of ma'oid, the ability to extend themselves beyond where they're holding, so they end up becoming tzuas and adam who can't get out of his own traps. He can't lift himself out of his comfort zone, out of his low point in Torah, and avoid in tzuas adam. We might do this nekud of goiva. This nekuda, me personally, was a tremoridika, I know, my own growth, was mamash nekuda samafteach in this sugya. In the friction of being brought down to the door that you're in, this is what everyone's doing. When Mitzad Sheni is saying, no, what was everyone's doing? There's so much more, there's so much. When I was exposed to the goiva that I saw in various rabbeim, in various svarim, in the tzuras haTorah, it was an explosive nekud of me. That's the best way to be mazber. That's a nekud of some afteach in this sugi. I felt I didn't express it well last week. What is this goiva? Maybe, I think, after, try to bring it out. It's a very, very essential nekud. What is this nekud of goiva? So, after, let's try to be marchiv in this tonight. There's a sugi in the Geshabbos, daf kufi beizim and beiz. The Gemara is in the middle of us, the sugi in Tumah, the Gemara is handling a sandal, one strap gets ripped, it's still a kli, second strap gets ripped, it loses tumma. It's a sugi of tumma, tumas medras. Imin the sugi, Rabbi Yochanan says a svar. Without going, obviously not the proto, but the way, says a svar, ponim chadosh is baolukan. And the Gemara, not so common, the Gemara, min the shagrataria, can hear the Gemara can't hold itself back, and the Gemara's mavati, it's a spyless from Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, kori alei les din baranish. In the middle of the Shakatari, the Gemara was saying, Kosev was saying, I don't know exactly what it was, there was some word. It was a spyless. He said a Sfora that he saw, as she says, less than many, she's a Malach. That Sfora is a Malach. It's a Sfora from a Malach. Birchen is Tfis in Torah. Be able to say this Sfora within the Torah, within the Sugya, he's a Malach. Ikadamri, there's another Ikadamri. Ikadamri means, there's a Kuach here, there's a Machlejach, but I'm Tutsdodim. Nay, that wasn't the Shvach that was said on Birchen. Ikadami going Dane Barinish. No, this is a mensch. This is somehow. This is a mensch. This is the godless of Adam. There we see a mensch. Not a malch. This is Likta Anidun. And the Chorah, What's the Gedarmi coming to say? A malach, Torah is a little Shemayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give Torah here for malachim. You see Rabbi Yochanan is a malach, and you see in that svara he was like a malach. First of all, Mineo Bey, is that a shvach mitzara atzmo? I mean, it's a malach, it's a malach. So then what's the shvach a malach? It's not a malach. And what do we have to learn from there? What is that goof for us? So that's the second lotion. You get that me knowing. Das is a mensch. You see, the godless is a mensch. You have to understand what the first lotion is. The Zemshach to the Gemara. The Gemara was Mamshach, this Gemara, this Chilik Gemara is more famous. Mamish and again to the Sugis were handling lessons. Om Rab Zer, Om Rab Arzimna, Im Bishoinim Ki B'nei Melochim, Onu B'nei Anosh. It's talking about the Shini Durs. It's talking about the Friyadika Durs and Arder. And the distance there is between the Durs. If the previous Durs were like Melochim, then we're a different level. We're totally different Bria. Onu B'nei Anosh, we're human. Then it says a different Lashem. Im Rishoinim B'nei Anoshim. And if we're going to say the Rishoinim are only B'nei Anoshim, Onu Kichamor. We're also a different Bria, but we're Kichamor. V'loi Kichamor, Shabachanina Ben Doisa, Elok Shabachanina Ben Doisa, Kishar Chamor. So I'll come to Meshav Hurwitz here. And this Hemshach Lamor is the same two Lashonis. It's the same two Lashonis. It's totally in this Vikuach. How do we use some Meyachis to the Gandhus of the Dervis Rishoinim? The first Lashon is we call them Alochim. And if they're malochim, we are noshim. The second lashon is no. Then you're going to embarnish. You're supposed to call them. These are anoshim. Oh, if they're anoshim, we're saying them. We're saying chamor. We have to try. I want to try to touch this up. And it's also v'nei nagei tasugya. Many times we meet different rabbeim, different anoshim gedolim, sometimes svarim, sometimes parents even, and we feel that they're beyond. We feel like they're malach. They're under mitzvahs. And also, sometimes it's very hard for a person to grow from such a thing. We feel so much from the shliflus of our dar, how low we are. We can't touch that. It's something that can't be mashbiyah on it. And again, what I'm trying to tell you is this dafka something that could, the godless and the goyva, is dafka something that could dafka raise a person up. So we have to try to work this out. This is the need in it. Is he a malach? Is he a benish? Let's open up this sugya. When you're mizboining in the koichas and nefesh of people, it's a lot of moridik azach, we mentioned the moridik and metzias, moridik abriya. One of the fascinating things, the fascinating chukas, desires, an unbelievable desire, almost uncontrollable desire there is in human beings, is to touch the bilti gvul. What we've been talking about the past bunch of different times, different parts of the Vadam came in. The Nakuda of Ma'oid, which is to be able to extend beyond your boundaries, is an unbelievable zard, all humanity, by the Goyim, to be able to go beyond the boundaries, our own boundaries. We want to be able to touch it. We want to be able to touch it and go beyond our boundaries. This is Mizbate in many, many Ivanim. Many, many Ivanim can talk about it. It's very interesting. Some things that have nothing to do with Kodesh. But I want to bring out there's a parish in the Torah that's Mesiachis to this. There's going to be a Knesset Torah Enyan. In Dvorim, the whole Dvorim, Sefer Dvorim, is talking about the Torah that's giving over to Klaius, that's being nichnas into the Eretz Yisrael. And many of the Azores is not to go after the ways of the Goyim. Perek Yud Ches states that there's an Isser. Ki ato bo el Eretz asher Hashem lekech no yismuch al yisul med lasas ke toyavis agoyim ahim. What the toyavis? So, other place says Arayas. Here it says Azor. Lo yimotzi b'cho mavir b'no yubitoy b'eish koyseim k'somim b'oynin u'manachay shemachashay. There was an hoga by the Goyim, there was a tremendous amount of kishuv, kama, ifanim of kishuv. There was, maybe there still is. People had koichas atuma, they were able to connect to all kinds of what we call mysticism, sorcery. People who knew the asidus, they were able to connect to koichas atuma, higher, hechere koichas al yoinim. They were able to mashpi on this world. And there's a tremendous nihiro, there's a tremendous following and lust to go after these people. There was a tremendous taiva. Hevesh says, no, that's toyev as a goyim. Tomim tiyem Hashem alekecha, Klal Yisrael is different. Stop for a second. This idea that exists out of him, where does it come from? Where does it come from? It comes from Amish, the good we're talking about. Human beings, they're human. But they want to be able to touch people who have ability to go. One of our goals is we're stuck in the present, we can't see the future.
In Bechlal, like Bolus, we could touch. Somebody who could touch. He's a Kishef Macher. He's a Oyvidoini. He could bring, he could talk to the Mason. He could touch. You see this all over the place. Mysticism, Hecher Zachim, has. You see, it's uncanny, it's uneven. People in the Jewish and the Yiddish world, people that run after the Kubbalah. This is the Nakuda. People run after the Kubbalah. It's a taiva in a mensch to be able to touch something that's hecher, that's something that's there, something beyond my grasp, beyond the human grasp. 10, 15 years ago was a big, I don't know if it's still in, even by the Goyim, people they started teaching Kabbalah. It became a big zach by the Goyim. Somebody who doesn't know anything about the Torah, Gardish, the first thing he wants to learn is Kabbalah. It's Nakuda. It's a taiva. I'm trying to bring out, we're going to see soon. It's a taiva in the person. The Eibishter says, don't go after it. Don't go after all these Koichas HaTumah. So what? You think, say, Shteitin Digmar Pasuk Vayter, Ki HaGoyim Eila Shatir Yishir Samar Yinu Min Lekoisim Yishmu Ba'ato Lo Yikin Nosim Lecha Hashem Alekecha. That's not your Mahalach. So what's here? Mar Dikazach. We've been saying a few times, this man, the Eibishter is Makir and acknowledges the Torah is Makir every Koich and Koichas HaNefesh. If there's such a koyach in koyachas and nefesh that wants a connection to something higher, to something hecher, the Torah also addresses this. The next pasuk, the Torah also doesn't say just smother it, snug it out, okay? Don't go after aser. No, Novi mikir b'cha miachecha kamoini yochel mecha Hashem alekecha elof tishma. The Eibishter created something that's called nevuah. He's going to be a human being, and he has to be a human being. He's not a malach. He's a human being. He grew up. He grew up in a regular town. I don't know what the names of towns were in those days. A regular town. He ate breakfast, lunch, and supper. He lived with a wife. He had kids. Could be changed diapers. He was a regular human being. And he was zoicha to nevua. He was zoicha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to talk to him. He was zoicha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to talk to him. He had a hasoga in godliness, in echekait, in elikos. Nofi mikir b'cha. It's going to be mikir b'cha from you. Nevua is an answer. Is what's in place. What gives connection to us, to the Bnei Odom, to something that's higher. This is feeding this Zach, the connection to something that's Kvoya, Kvoya. Sometimes the Navi knows I see this, because the Prophet tells him. But he's beyond. Mishachorav Beis HaMikdash Batla Nevuah. Mishachorav Beis HaMikdash Batla Nevuah. Where do we have this? Where do we have this today? Them is in the Koichas HaTumah also, there's a little bit less of it. Where do we have this today? Where is that desire? Where is the tshuka? Where is it fed? And it says, Gemara Baba Basa. Famous Gemara. Why do you Baba Basa? Your base. Mishachar base amigdosh, afa pi shenitla nevua min anavim, avo min achachomim loy nitla. Something called the Torah. The Torah is in place of the nevua. The Torah, and anyone sees a prop, Talmud Chacham, the Torah is something that when Adam, Ayid, learns Torah, connects himself to something gavoya that's hecher from his self. It's hecher from the human chelik of the person. What do we mean? What are we talking about when we say there's something higher? There's a shlo that we quoted many times, different times, different parts of the Adam. Alushor and Marechas Adam brings the shlo. Shlo says that the shame Adam, the name Adam, we'll call the mensch, has two roots. And the Be'etzem brings out two different opposite sides of a banana. Adam happens to be very negiah, b'chlal, the sugya balance. Maybe we'll talk about it b'hemshech. There are two polar sides of a mensch, which is the shame Adam. The Kurishmam Adam, Zeo Pirish al Toldus Adam b'soifei. How a person is born and where he's ending. Im dovaku l'mala, umizdam alo yizbarach leila v'durachov. If the human being has a chelek, a guf, that's lamata, but he has a chelek v'tselam elikim. If he goes after and he raises himself, l'malam is damis baruch lebeduachov, nichko shmoi be'etzem odom iloshin adam ele elyon. One of the roots of his name odom is adam ele elyon. Every mensch was born b'tzelam elikim b'tzalmusay b'dmusay. We have a godly side of us, every single human being, and especially Yid. Val kisei d'mus odom, and on the kisei covered is d'mus odom. V'mumafrid atzmai min advekus. However, if he sinks to the low part of himself, if he lives on the ground floor, which is the Adam Shabadam, and the chilek that feeds his comfort zone, if he lives only there, he's considered an Adam al Shem Adam Shalukach. That's the name it says in the Torah. Adam's called Adam because he's taken from earth, from the ground. We all have an earthly chelek, an extremely human chelek that runs based on taivas and all the different toldos of Ofer and Adam. Ofer, Yoshev, Ofer, Yoshev. Shem Adam Amor al Adam al Elyon Zewikra Tachlis. But the question is, where are you going to be? The Torah is what brings out this chelek of Etzelem Elikim on a person. It's the chelek of the person that elevates Kalaloyim et Torah, Mis'ale, Megalto, Megadalto, Meramte, Kolam Haizen. Torah is the thing that raises a human being and that brings him higher, higher than his earthly side. Agad Dekach, when you touch her, you're with Gedolim. Sometimes this feeling that he's Hecher. And we talk, I love it, we love this. People go, people like being, unfortunately people are drawn only to this. They like being around Talmud Chacham, he's Helik, a Malach, he's a Malach. What are they like, what are they drawn by it, what are they drawn? They're touching onto this Nekuda. They're touching onto this Nekuda that's Hecher than them. Let's go a step further, let's be Maimik. What's so enticing about this Nekuda? What's so murdering in Nekuda? The touch is like this, Maimik is fine. We spoke about last week, and we said, this Goyva is L'toivas Adam. What's the touch? The Taich is, we're a steer, we're a steer. That's the shlemus of Adam. We need to be a steer. Hashem made us to be a steer. We have a chelik of us that's offer. We have a chelik of us that has all the comfort zones. And we want all the comfort zones. We want to take it easy. We don't want to be pushed and pressured. We want to be able to have geshmak. We want to be able to have all these things. And be'etzem, that's mashpiyin us tremendously. We want to be with the times. We want to be in touch. But at the same time, the mensch itself knows that that chilek itself is a failure. If he's trapped in that, he'll never be totally happy. It has bright spots, that chilek, we'll call it the chilek atachtoin of the mensch. It has tremendously bright spots. Great, great things. Technology has a lot to offer. But at the end of the day, it's a dead end. If you take it at the end of the day, everyone knows, and we ourselves, we all know that. We all know it's a dead end. I mean, all the people speak all the time that technology is a self-eroding system. The chokhmah of technology is meridic. In the world, it's going, it's evolving more and more and more, and it just creates, but it ends up self-destructing. It makes a system that five-year-olds are open to technology, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13, and everyone knows they can't. Less than the public, so that they can't deal with it. But that's what technology pushes. Technology says that everything, everyone should have everything. And everyone knows no one's happy about that, and we're stuck, and we can't get out of it, and we're stuck in it. And the mensch himself is stuck, and he can't get out of it. The chelik of Ofer and Adoma has so many weaknesses in it. There's so many nice, beautiful things about it, but there's so many weaknesses. It's pasha not shalim because it's human. There's the taiva that shalit over people. There's the atzlus that brings inconsistency in people's lives. We want a comfort zone, but then at the end of the day, we know because of a comfort zone, we missed a week here, we missed a week here, we missed that. And then we start over again and we list, and it's a shot. I'm a really good guy, but you know what happened again, and it happened again. That chelek of us wants to be protected, wants to be able to be elevated. To be elevated into something that's hecher, that's not stuck, and that's not doomed, that's not trapped by the human chelek of us. This is the oimik of this desire to touch the bilti gvul, to touch the go hecher, to touch that heiligkeit, to touch that. Unfortunately, a lot of people, like I said, they go and visit another gazel and they say, okay, they feel it for a few minutes, and then God, what does that have to do with you? Fine. But that's the oimik when you're exposed to a Talmud Chacham who has oimik, who has godless, and the godless of the Torah, that's inherently inhuman. The Torah, when you're exposed to them as a godless of the Torah, you feel how it's hecher. It's something that a human mind can never, a human system can never ever come to. And then all of a sudden you feel something that's extremely enticing, that you want to touch that, you want to bring yourself to that, you want to elevate yourself to that. This is what I felt. Talking about myself, I'm sorry, echsel akim. So I felt over the my growth, especially before I'll talk out a few, it's always to bring it out of my, a few of my specific rabbeim were Volver, Ali Shar, Ramay Shapir, Zechron Levracha, Abasher. I felt I was exposed to something, to an insight, to a person, and only once. People who were connected to a higher system, connected to a higher system. What are some of the nekudas of the higher system? In Torah, one of the nekudas of the Torah is its ability that everything stems. Everything stems. You'll never find in any chokhmah. Any chokhmah noishis. It's sporadic. It has one bright side. It knows about this, but doesn't know about this. It will always have places where it gets stuck because it's human and it's not perfect. The only thing is it's be a godly way of thought. This, everything stems. Baba Basar stems with Baba Kama. Baba Kama stems with Yevamis. Yevamis stems with this. Everything. You can have a sushtal from Agoda to Halacha to Musar to Kabbalah. There's no way a human being, you have to feel it. You have to hear someone talking about something and mistvis in Torah. But you feel it's Hecher. He himself was Hecher. Another Nakuda, the symmetry we've spoken about this in the beginning of this man, the symmetry and the congruence, the dveikus of Bin Onam Chaveiroi and Chochma. Whenever you go to a human Chochma, you always see, he's always, and it's always automatically, he's a little bit of Balmum in Oilam HaMaisadik. He'll have a Chochma Godel in Balmumas Oilam. He'll always be a little bit missing in, he'll never treat his wife the same way he treats Feisnish, Einstein's theory. He's never going to ever treat the same way. It doesn't come natural, it's not natural. It's not natural for a human being to give the same chashivas to a Dvar Chochma as to Ben Adam Chaveri. It's something that only comes from the Torah. It's something that only comes from the Torah. Rabbi Asher saying good morning to his wife is the same exact thing, the same oymek and the shkiyas he has in the Rajba. It's no difference, no difference. It's not human. It's not human. It's nothing. It's not, you see it. It's not a human thing. It's Torah. Only the Torah can grow that. Only the Torah can grow that. When you look at Ali Shor, you see how he's working on himself. And you see something you could see clearly only came from 20, 30 years of working on a Nakuda. Does that answer? It doesn't come from a human being. A human being can't do that. A human being likes to concentrate on himself. He doesn't like on working on what Hashem wants him to do for 25 years. Doesn't talk to you. He's plugged into something higher. Another Nakuda. You see a big person, you see. They'll tell me the Chachamim. They could sit and they could hover over a Rajba, a Marsha, a Mishnah Brura, a Shach, a Taz, a line of Mitzvah Yisharim, a Maral. They could 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 hours. Yeah? You try to tell them a little hack. You try to tell them excited, you know what happened with Trump, you know what happened, this hack, garbage, this. Like, doesn't talk to them. You talk to them. Why? What's the pshat? What, are they be'emis malachim? Are they be'emis malachim? They're human beings. Nelson Zwiefinkel grew up in Chicago. He grew up with the Chicago Cubs, the Chicago Bears. He grew up with everything, and he had a slave, and he had a mind that me and you all have. He was interested in normal things. He was interested, like every person, we need to have hack. He's interested. We have hack. We like hack. We like dirt. We like dirt. A person doesn't like to be sunk in dirt, but likes touching dirt. He likes hearing about it a little bit. We all like this. We all like this. We all want to. What happened? What happened that 30, 40 years later, he was able to sit on a Rajman, a Rambam, 10 hours. I was going, what possesses a human being to plug himself 10 hours to learn a sugya? What possesses? The answer is, there's no other answer except for he's connected to something higher. He's connected to something higher. He raised himself above his humanity. He's still human, but he's connected to something bigger. Here we're coming for a circle. This is the Nakuda that we have to see from the bigger people, and we have to give over to Al Tamidim. We have to see in our. We have to show them a goiva. What is the goiva when you see a Rebbe? We get into that Gemara. What is the goiva when you see a Rebbe? This is a mistake. Mistake people make. They come and they see Chaim Knesset. Let's see, someone sees a Bosch and he says, oh, he's hailing. Some people say, I don't like him. He's hailing. So what? He's starting in a place where I'm beyond me. It doesn't talk to you. That's not what Bosch is. A Bosch is higher than himself. That's dynamic. He's higher than himself. He's not starting hard on you. He's a human being just like you. But Torah makes a human being hecher fizich. It takes him beyond the gvul. It takes him higher than he's also Adomo. He's also me offer lukach. But he's connected to Torah that makes him higher than zich. When you see that and you don't feel threatened, which means you're exposed to that in a way that no one's telling you, you're ugefret, you're gone. You're exposed to that in a way where you could view that. You could view that and you could see. It helps and helps you access that Nakuda in yourself. Aleph, first of all, we all have this taiva, everyone, and our kids. They all have it. They might have to take maturing till they could tap into it. But every single person eventually has this Nakuda where he feels trapped. I'm telling you, he feels trapped. He wants out. He wants something higher. He's looking for something higher. He's looking for something bigger. Yeah? If you're able to show him that a human being could get to something higher, and that height doesn't allow the human being to sink and constantly be trapped into the world of Adam Le'elyon, of Adam, the world that's trapped by comfort zones, that's trapped by being human and worldly, you show him there's something hecher, there's a goiva. He wants that. That's the Gemara. When the Gemara said, Les din bar inish. When the Gemara said, Les din bar avada, even the first man domer, he knew he was talking about Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was a human being. But he was trying to sow, he got a hecherkite. Look, a regular Adam with a regular human chokhma can never come to that svar. It's not shaykh. It can never come to the emiskite of the Torah. It would not be shaykh. He saw something that's higher, that's a spilus that an Adam could go. He's hecher than himself. That's the spilus of Les din bar inish. Look, they were able to be malachim. The other shita agrees. There's no machlik, it's the same thing. There's two sides of the human being. The question is, in luchas chinuch, which side to be margish? And there could be taka machlik in today, which side to be margish? Should you be margish? Should you talk a lot about his human, and you see how high he is? Or talk about his malachite? Oh, but both of us, for us, zecher growing from people, we have to. There's an akud over here that we can gain when we see the less than barinish. We'd see that damal elyon. So get a little bit this nekuda behind the parshias. We're talking about going out of Mitzrayim. We've spoken about this other times. Beregalachas. We're going out of Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael, when they went out of Mitzrayim, one of the ways in the Tzura of Kodesh Baruch Hu did it was he didn't only take them out. He made a seder of Nisim. He made other shtem kama. As a chaver, saying the shtem al shach svarim. That the Mahalach of Yitzias Mitzrayim wasn't just the Kadosh Baruch Hu who needed to get them out. He made a Seder of Nisim parallel to the Esem HaMorois, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, which is the Tevius Dik of creation. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm creating a human being which is Hecher. He's not mugbal to the devil. He's not mugbal. Mitzrayim, the first one says, is Loshen Meitzar. Mitzrayim is a Loshen Meitzar. It's a Loshen boundaries. It's a Loshen of being bounded. Mitzrayim was, as I said before in the history books, they were the world power, they were all chachma, the ikar chachma of the was all Mitzrayim. It was tremendous chachma, but it was a meitzar. The same heartache that I'm talking about that society has today, you guys know better than me, you could talk about America's one big gross suicide system. It's one big gross suicide system. There's so much chachma over there, but there's so much, anyway, there's no way to explain it. It's just, it's like the human being is eroding in himself. That's the direct result of Mitzrayim, of Meitzar. The world of Teva, it's beautiful. It's a lot of things, a lot of bright spots about it. But it's trapped. It has weaknesses in every single point and everywhere you turn. The Eibishter made something bigger. The Eibishter made Klal Yisrael, which is coming to get to Torah. Tavzinus, Elokim, Harazed, Delamal, Menateva. Menateva, Lefid Arkeinu, we're talking about means. They're not stripped. They're not bound to their comfort zones. They're not bound to regular. They have something that can make you higher, that can make you grow. They can make you, instead of saying, I'm born in Tufshin Pei Beis, and I was born with a smartphone, I can never imagine a Metzias. Yeah, a guy who was born with a smartphone, he could come to Metzias and have to make a smartphone. He could, it's possible. You could see some of the light in the mirror, you go see, they don't have cell phones, they don't have shaykhs to sushi, they don't have shaykhs. It's possible. I do have shaykhs to sushi. I'm asking, I'm not trying to say anything. You're not looking for it. But there's something there, and you might be able to get there. You might be able to be hecher. You, your wife, you might be able to be hecher. There's something bigger. In the pasuk we say every day in Pirkei Dezimra, "Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Amalcha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, Harchiv Picha Ba'amaleu." Harchiv Picha Ba'amaleu. What's the connection of the two parts of the pasukim? Zochtig Mon Brachas Daf Nun Amalav. When you ask Hakadosh Baruch Hu, are you supposed to ask for small things or big things? The Gemara says, in general, you're supposed to ask small things. Not go to somebody, you know, you collect the money for a stock, you ask them right away for a 5 million check. You don't know the person. Start slow. Maybe give me $500. You don't only ask for a small thing. Not nice to ask the Kadosh Baruch big things. But the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, you could ask the Kadosh Baruch, okay, tomorrow I want to be B'chaim Kanevsky. I want to have the Midas of Rabbi Yamin Finkel. I want to be Chmish. I want to be Rabbi Yamin. You could ask big. Gemara says, Ahu B'divri Terek. Gemara Baruch says, Ahu B'divri Terek. Anoichi Hashem Elekecha Amalcha Meretz Mitzayim Achabi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Malcha, this is what we're talking about, he elevated us. He created that we have the ability to access the chilek of the tzelem elikim. Anoich Hashem elikach hamalcha me'eretz Mitzrayim. He took us out. He took us. He made us that a person who was a person who says, "Oh yeah, I'm this person. I always was. I'm in that door. I'm in this door. I can't get out of that. This is who I am. This is who the way we are. This is the way we do things. This is the way we always do things." No, there's something hecher. There's something bigger. This is something, if we could try to see, we could try to see by big people, we could try to see by big svarim. We have to be able to see it, and we also have to be see. If we don't see the chilek and noishis of the person, then we're not going to be able to see it. It's not going to take us anywhere. But if there's somebody who we see, we could see him as a human, and we see that he accessed that chilek apart, it creates an equal explosive nekuda. It's a myriadic nekuda to lift the person up. Because like I said, that was my ikar nekuda tonight. We have this utmost desire in ourselves. We need Hatzalah. We need Hatzalah. We ourselves are looking for Hatzalah. We're looking for a rescue. We're looking to be able to go beyond. We just have to be able to believe in ourselves and see that a human being could do this. When we're exposed to that in the right way, into the guiva of the Damel Elyon, to the guiva of less than Barinish, when we're exposed to them in that way, that is a muridik and a kuda that could attack us. Raise up the younger door, raise ourselves up, raise up the younger door. I have to show them again in a comfortable matzav, in a matzav that doesn't attack them, not a threatening matzav. That means we have to dress them, we have to kaseder dress them, not one time. We have to say them. We have to know at any time any of their mishigasin that come up, it's going to be addressed. It's not looking for it. But at the same time, see what a man should see the Torah. We also, there's a whole other thing, we also have to become big in Torah. Because if we're not big in Torah, and Avodah, then we can't show them something big. If you show them something superficial, a vort here and a vort there, that's not. And I say the guiva of Torah, it's not just a nice vort on a Ramban, it's not the vort. To get the guiva of Torah, you have to have a shlit in Torah. People I talked about, they have a shlit in Torah. Volvo wrote, worked his whole life, Ali Shor is a product of I don't know, many years of Avodah. It's not just, oh, I want a nice zog I had on Midas Hakas. No, it's not. It was a person, a taka. He worked like almost like a malach, which means he was devoted to Avodah Hashem. Both of Moshe Shapiro and Avodah Shapiro were masmidim noyroim. Moshe Shapiro said about himself many times, "Where does it come from? Where does it come?" He was a genius, yeah, but that's not where it comes from. A genius, you should know, is never going to have this. A genius will have bright spots. He's not lishitosi all the time. Moshe Shapiro wasn't really a genius. He was a masmid otzim. He was shakua and teira for many whatever stories, whatever he learned. You learn hours and hours. We have to be shaku and Torah. In order to give over Torah, to get Torah, you have to be shaku and Torah. You have to, if we want to give it over to the generations, we want to give over the goyva of Torah, we have to actually do that. This was inside. A kapanah, getting back. This is the coup that we wanted to try to be masber more. What does it mean, the goyva of Torah? This is the coup that if we show the right way, that's all. I'm roim in the mensch. That's the maramtoi, the mas'ala. Anoichi Hashem l'kecha, malcham eretz mitzvah.